Blog Talk Radio.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down with care. God gave his
good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Today is Saturday, August the 27th, and if you go to your outline, we're looking at the portion that says Friday, August 26th. We're going to look at the fact that our God is our loving Heavenly Father. The title of this series is The Lord Gives His Beloved Sleep, and our scripture text is Psalm 127, verse 2, which reads, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep." Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, again, what a blessing, what access to come and sit at your table, to feast of the spiritual bread that you provide for us each and every day. Lord, we pray that you would bless us, for we come to be blessed. We come to be nourished. We come to be fed. We come to be fortified. We come to be edified. We come to be strengthened. Because we can't make it through this life without your word. So thus, Lord, feed us, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. And Holy Spirit, again, we lean on you, the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit who feeds us in green pastures. Holy Spirit, bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. There's no reason why you, my dear brother or sister, should be losing sleep. There's no reason why you should be eating in the words of the psalmist, in the words of Solomon, who wrote this psalm. There's no reason why you should be eating the bread of sorrows. No reason. Why? Because God is on your side. Who is God? Well, he's not just your God, but he's also your heavenly Father. He has built your family. Whatever size family you may have, God has blessed you with all those children. Now you must be saying, well, who's going to care for those children? Well, obviously you are and your spouse is, but you are blessed of the Lord. And this is why there's no reason why you should be losing sleep over the size of your family, because you have a God who gives. He gave you those children, therefore he will give you a roof for those children. He will give you clothes for those children. He will give you food for those children. He is your benevolent Father. The Lord gives. The Lord places in the hands of his children everything that they have need of. Romans 8:32 says, if he, God, our heavenly Father, spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with Jesus also freely give us all things? You need not lose sleep, my brothers and sisters, because not only will God provide your every need, but you need not lose sleep because you are special to God. You are, in the language of the psalmist, you are the Lord's beloved. That word beloved is a Hebrew adjective, yadid, meaning well-loved, meaning especially loved. You know that God especially loved you. You are the especially beloved of the Lord. God's people, the Lord's people, are his precious ones. You are precious in his sight. You are his cherished ones. He cherishes every single one of you. You are his dearest ones. Each and every one of you are dear to God. You are his much beloved ones. You are so much loved of God that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. My brothers and sisters, you have nothing to worry about, because we have a loving Heavenly Father, and you are his well-loved ones. Now, what proof do you want of this? What evidence do you want? What other manifestation do you want of God's love? Well, again, number one, look at all the years that you have lived. Here's proof one. Here's fact number one. Haven't you been all these decades? In all of my 63 years of life, I can tell you, I can look back and I know that God has provided well for me. He has well provided for us. He has well provided for me. He has well provided for you. He has well provided for all of his children. What would make you think that he would stop doing so at this stage of your life? God will never stop caring for you. Never will he do so. Even in eternity future, he will well provide for us. Fact number two, not only has God well provided for you, listen, all these years, he has well provided a roof over your head. All these years, he has well provided clothes on your back. All these years, he has well provided food in your belly. All these years, he has provided you with a partner for life. All these years, he has well provided you with health and long life. Fact number two, look back and look at how well taken care of we have all been. The psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall not lack any good thing." Now, why do you think you've made it this far? Because you are his beloved. Beloved in Christ Jesus. I want to read to you 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 is one of many scriptures, one of many that should bring comfort to your heart. Look what it says. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he, Jesus, shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that have this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." Behold, what manner of love. You know, you're in this world, I'm in this world, but we're not forgotten. For John says, Jesus is coming back. This same world that rejected Jesus is giving you and me a hard time. But God has not forgotten us. God will soon send his son back to pick us up, to take us back home to glory, that we may be in a state of glorification. Think about that. When Jesus Christ comes back, all the dead in Christ shall be called to resurrection. And when they are called to resurrection, he will bless them. He will give them new glorified bodies. And if we're alive at the return of Christ, we too, as we go up in the air, shall be given in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, new glorified bodies. He's coming back to make us new. He's coming back to give us the bodies that he promised to give us. We have nothing to worry about. We have nothing to lose sleep over. He loves us. And you may say, well, I think God's forgotten me. I think God doesn't give any thought about me in these my last days of living. And you are so wrong. He thinks about you all the time. He thinks about me all the time. He thinks about us all the time. And he's going to send Jesus back to come and get us, so that where he is, we may be there also with him, that we may be with the Lord forever. So Why are you losing any sleep? You are the beloved of the Lord. He's proven it thus far. He's provided for you every step of the way, and he is not going to drop the ball at this hour. God will care for you until the end of your days. And if that means that he'll care for you until Jesus comes back, it may be, it just may be that I may see the return of the Lord. I don't know. It may be that I may live to see the second coming of Christ. But if I don't, if I happen to die, and if I happen to give up the ghost, and if they happen to put my body in the ground, you know what? I'm sleeping in the Lord. I'm resting in Christ. I'm resting in the promises of God that he's coming back for his beloved. And I am one of those. I am one who belongs to that company. And when he comes back, the dead in Christ shall rise up first. And we who remain shall be caught up with them in the air to forever be with the Lord. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. We are members of the family of God. Saints, the text says, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. Why? Why would it be a waste of time for you to do so? Because he gives to his beloved. He's always giving us. And you know what he gives us in this text? He gives us a promise. And with that promise, he gives us hope that everything, and I do mean everything, is going to be fine. Trust in him. Lose any sleep. You know, I'm going to close with this. I experienced loss at a very young age. And because of that, I learned early on to trust in God. Early on, I learned to trust in the Lord. You know, when my mother came down with cancer, I was 10 years old. My mother spent 3 years in the hospital. I remember going down to Long Island College Hospital there on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn every Saturday. For 3 years, every Saturday, I would go with my grandmother and my grandfather, and I would wave to my mother. My mother's hospital room was on the third floor, and she would go to the window in her room, and she would wave to me. My mother, 10 years old, wave. Back in those days, children were not allowed to go into hospitals and visit the sick. And that's the extent of my relationship with my mother from the age of 10 to the day that she died when I was 13. It was 3 years of every Saturday going to the hospital, never talking to her, just waving to her at a distance, and that was good enough. That's all I had. So the separation was when I was 10. And then the ultimate separation when she died. I remember that when her birthday came, September 10th, the last year of her life, September 10th, the doctors knew she was going to die, and they allowed my mother to see us. And when I saw my mother, there she was, just skin and bones. The cancer had basically eaten her alive. There I was, 13 years of age, looking at my mother. And I could remember on her lap was that little Bible. That little Bible that when she died, my grandmother came home from the hospital and gave to me. My mother's birthday was September 10th, 1972, and November 22nd, 1972, just a few months later, she died. 2 months, to be exact. 2 months later, that Bible that I saw my mother hold in her arm while I visited her is the same Bible my grandmother gave me the next day after she died. It was the passing of the baton. It was the passing on of the scriptures. What scripture, you say? It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late and to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. You know, this year, November 22nd, it will mark 50 years that my mother passed and went to glory. It'll be 50 years that she's been laying in Evergreen Cemetery in Brooklyn, New York. There's a little section there in Evergreen Cemetery called Bethel. Bethel meaning the house of God. And over there by a large tree, not too far from the large tree, is her grave. Not only is she lying there, but now also my grandmother lies there, and my grandfather, all three, lie there in that family sepulcher, awaiting the resurrection of the great day. He gives his beloved sleep. There are three in that grave, three of his beloved that sleep, awaiting the great and glorious resurrection of the dead. My brothers and sisters, there's no need to eat the bread of sorrows. We are a people of great hope. We are a people of great faith. 50 years, my mother has been lying there. But the promise still holds true. God is alive. He lives forevermore. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. We can face whatever comes. We can face adversity straight on, because we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I want to close today's broadcast with a song from the Oak Ridge Boys, and they're singing, God Will Take Care of You. You can take this hymn, you can take this promise, you can take this song to the bank. I'll be back tomorrow, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to talk to you about revival. God bless you.